أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف وإن يعودوا فقد مضت سنة الأولين. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين كله لله فإن انتهوا فإن الله بما يعملون بصير وإن تولوا فاعلموا أن الله مولاكم نعم المولى ونعم النصير. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah number 38 to ayah number 40 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about this clash of what Allah ta'ala describes as At-Tayyib and Al-Khabith, the pure and the impure, Iman and Kufr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here commands our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to the disbelievers, قُلْ say, O Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, to those who disbelieve, إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, if they desist, if they stop their enmity against Islam, not only stop, but thereafter they bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is in store for them? يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, whatever had passed will be forgiven. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A kafir that stands on the battlefield facing Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, having that courage to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, having that courage to face Sahaba and fight Sahaba, all of that requires a great deal of arrogance. It requires a great deal of stubbornness. It requires an absolute great amount of kufr in that heart. But when that person stops, desists, then changes, says La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of it is forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes, Allah ta'ala cleans that slate. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to accept Iman and Islam, he put his hand out to take bayat at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then suddenly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes his hand out, Amr ibn al-As withdraws his hand. And then he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I want to make one condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, speak, what is your condition? He said that I be forgiven. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Islam destroys. The word actually is Islam demolishes all the sins that you had committed in the past. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. You and I, somebody said something to us, we may forgive, but we don't forget that. We'll remember it for the rest of our lives. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cleans that slate. وَإِن يَعُودُوا فَقَدْ مَضَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Now, if they turn back, in other words, if they persist against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and against Islam in itself, then Allah says, فَقَدْ مَضَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. In the short sentence, Allah Ta'ala says it all. Certainly, the system of the people of the past, the way of the people of the past has passed. In other words, when we look back, we see what had happened to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala says, look back and see, when you create this enmity against Allah, you do not desist, you do not bring Iman, then that will be the consequences. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah ta'ala says, go on fighting against them until fitna does not remain. What is this word fitna? When we look at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they understood this word fitna in two different ways. Generally, the word fitna refers to trial in Arabic. In Urdu, it will refer to corruption, etc. But here, fitna has a particular meaning. One is kufr. That go on fighting them until there remains no kufr. And another meaning of fitna here, according to other Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others, it means tyranny, it means oppression. That the Muslims were being oppressed and go on fighting until the oppression comes to an end. وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Then again, deen here will have two meanings. One is until deen, Islam, becomes totally Allah's. In other words, Islam has spread across the land. Or alternatively, according to the second interpretation, it will refer to justice, until justice becomes prevalent on the land. This would refer, number one, to Makkah Mukarrama, number two, to Al-Hijaz, that is the Arabian Peninsula, that go on fighting until all those disbelievers either leave Makkah, they leave the Arabian Peninsula, or they accept Iman and they accept Islam. Otherwise, we found in the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke to Sahaba when they went out, also many ahadith that give them the option of accepting Islam. If they don't accept Islam, they keep their own religion. However, they must pay the protective tax and the jizya. From there, we will understand that this ayah is very limited in the space that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. فَإِنِّي تَهَوْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Then if they desist, in other words, from the evil ways, from the kufr, then they should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees what they do. In other words, Allah ta'ala knows the condition of their hearts. That when they say La ilaha illallah, what is the true condition of their heart? All of that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they brought Iman. Allah says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. If they return, if they turn away from that Iman, then what happens? We stopped fighting them. They said they brought Iman. We moved away, but they had not brought Iman. They turned away from Iman. Allah says, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. Those matters we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is in the heart of people, you and I will never know, and we should not judge people from what we think or what we suspect they are, or we make speculations with regards to the Iman of others. Allah says, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. Know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Mawla. Ya Mawla, the Master. Allah is the Protector. Ni'mal Mawla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best and the most excellent of protectors. Wa ni'man Nasir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of helpers. Allah is the most excellent of helpers. We are not going to get a better protector than Allah, nor are we going to get a better helper than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always protect us. May Allah ta'ala always assist us. That brings us to the end of the 9th para of the Quran Sharif. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.